It looked like this was going to be the first big test for the Patriots this season, but with or without Ben Roethlisberger, the Patriots are still headed to Pittsburgh. Now, even though Pittsburgh won't have Roethlisberger, that doesn't mean it's going to be an easy night for the Patriots' defense. Obviously, the Steelers have a lot of weapons on offense. Antonio Brown, one of the best wide receivers in football, he's going to put some pressure on that secondary. But to me, it all starts with Le'Veon Bell. Landry Jones, the Steelers' backup quarterback, he's going to rely on that running game, and Bell is very dangerous. He can do it in the passing game. He could do it in the running game. This is going to be a lot of pressure on that front seven. You have to make sure he doesn't get any big plays. If you allow him to get free, that's going to make life easier on Jones. If you make him grind it out in between the tackles, take away the big play, make him go 10 or 12 plays, I'm not sure the backup can do it. I think things will be a little bit easier on offense for the Patriots. Tom Brady really has this group rolling, and right now Pittsburgh is really banged up. It's not a great defense to start with, but they have a lot of injuries. Cam Heyward, Ryan Shazier, these guys have been out the last few weeks. It's going to be really tough for Pittsburgh to contain Rob Gronkowski, especially. Four career games against Pittsburgh, 26 catches, 403 yards, and seven touchdowns in just four games. I don't see how the Steelers contain him. I don't see how anybody contains this two tight end attack with both Gronkowski and Martellus Bennett. Brady's at the top of his game. Right now, you just protect Tom Brady. The Steelers haven't been able to get any pressure on the passer. This should be easy pickings. I expect a lot of points out of the Patriots. You know, it's pretty easy to see where I'm headed with my prediction here, and this would be a lot different if Roethlisberger were playing. I would really look at this as a shootout, and I think both offenses would have the ability to put 40 on the board against the other team's defense. But with Landry Jones, the Steelers just don't possess that kind of weaponry, that kind of explosiveness. It's much different, and Tom Brady does. And that's the difference. I think he's going to put 40 on the board. I don't think this game is going to be competitive. I know it's a tough environment there in Heinz Field. I know that Mike Tomlin will play the us against the world card, and I know there'll be a lot of emotion in that stadium. It's not going to matter. The Patriots have too much on offense and enough on defense to stop the backup. They come away with a 40-13 victory.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.